called the Untold Stories Project. She got a great mention in the Business Journal just recently. And we ask where she stands when it comes to traveling the country and getting these stories told. Good morning to you, Veronica.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You dubbed as an anthropologist, photographer, storyteller, and basically the Untold Stories Project is your recent labor of love. Remind us what this is, Veronica.
I'm interviewing people born before 1940 about how technology has changed our society.
How are you doing with the interviews?
Doing really well. I think I'm up to around 30 at this point. I've been to 9 states. And so we're getting there, but now is the point in time where I need to be funded in some fashion in order to do the entire country and the territories.
I know your result will be a book that chronicles the changes technology has made to American society, looking to publish early in 2016, but the reason we stay in touch with you is, yes, Kickstarter phase is about ready to begin. What do you need, Veronica?
Well, I'm working towards $5,000. Which will get me the gas money in order to get across the country. Also, Kickstarter is a pretty social network as far as funding goes, and so it will give me the access to people who might be able to refer others who are older, who might not know about the project, who might want to be interviewed and preserve their history as well as give their opinion on what they've seen.
Tell us about your event that's being held for the launch.
Yeah, so Jay Gardella's is generously hosting us. It is on Thursday at 6 o'clock, launching at 7:30 onto Kickstarter. It's to bring together the area elders that I have interviewed here in Grand Rapids area. I may have one or two coming from Midland as well. I managed to get out to Midland last month and interview 8 people there. I've also worked with local businesses that are of an analog style in order to donate gifts to reward the first donors that will be at the event. For example, Dodd's Record Company is giving us a gift certificate.
That's great. The launch event, 7:30, Jay Gardella's, downtown Grand Rapids. Will you have some of your storytellers there at all?
Yes, I will. As of right now, we have a couple. The issue is that some of these people are not as mobile as they used to be, and so it's harder to get to a place downtown and like Jay Gardella's, but we're working to see if we can procure transportation to have a few more come in.
What kind of questions are you asking in your interviews, and how are the stories told?
Oh, sure. So the interview is twofold. I start with questions about childhood. What was it like? Where did you grow up? Where were you born? And especially, were you born at home? And then I eventually transition into how has technology affected you? How have you seen it change society? What do you think it's doing for our youth? And if we've gained anything, if we've lost anything, because I think we're at a point right now where we're not sure as a country how it's really, really affecting us. But we have all the speculation that it's so great. We're more global. We're able to communicate better. But then we see, you know, kids with their noses in it weren't able to communicate as well, potentially as we used to, or we think we used to, but, since it's easy to romanticize the past, it's better to talk to people who actually lived without any of it in order to get a really good idea.
I see you're quoted in the Grand Rapids Business Journal Street Beat here. The use of the audio and the storytelling gives readers the opportunity to hear the emotion in the participant's voice, making the history more real.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and that was a revelation as part of the process of growing this project. At first, I was just doing write-ups, and I had a friend with me at one of the interviews just because we happened to be traveling together. And I could tell the difference after he had sat down with the person I was interviewing and heard the story that now the project made a lot more sense to him. And he knew that it was important before, but after having actually heard and experienced the story himself, it was much more real and much more moving And so I then opted to start using clips. You know, these interviews can go for anywhere short of 15 minutes to 2 hours, 3 hours, depending on how long the person wants to talk. And so I'm only doing clips at this point. But a special unlocking reward in the Kickstarter, if we get to extra funding levels, is to have the entire audio vault be unlocked for those donors.
You bet. Well, details one more time of what you need from our audience.
Well, it's a public event at Jay Gardella's on Thursday. Come and help celebrate the local elders that I've interviewed. Come have a drink with us and enjoy the party. It starts at 6 p.m. downtown at Jay Gardella's.
Great. And if one is not able to attend, direct us to a proper source?
Untoldstories.life. The website is untoldstories.life.
Piece of history that you are saving. Thank you, Veronica Kieran, on behalf of your talents, anthropologist, photographer, storyteller, the Untold Stories Project. Good luck.
Thank you.